I've decided this is going to be a good day, and Jennifer's decided it's going to be a good day. In fact, everybody here on the Good Day program have signed a pledge today in blood. The blood oath today is we will do our best, our duty, to present Thursday, the 15th of December, the Ides of December, halfway through the month. Jennifer!
10 days till Christmas, Eddie.
It's, oh, my heavens, listen to that voice. So deep and sexy, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Wish I was faking it for you, but, you know.
You can feel free to blow your nose anytime.
I did, actually. Okay. Hey, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm sending you lots of positive energy. Compelling energy. Things will turn out today the way you desire. Tomorrow you will not sound like this at all. Tomorrow...
you'll sound worse. Tomorrow you'll sound like a frog.
No. You know what? During the course of the program today, my prescription for you is, among other things, to eat a carrot an hour.
A carrot an hour. A full carrot or a baby carrot?
Well, there's something that you can wrap your beautiful hands around. Something that's right there.
Okay, pervert.
Hey. I've been thinking about that. All right, so we're going to all work positively. The people here, the people there, the people everywhere, all of you, here's how this works, because it isn't just about Jennifer, it's about you. Many people at this time of year get run down, get into the dumpster psychologically. They don't have the money to buy the presents they want. They can't have a party. No, it's terrible. No, it's not. It is what it's supposed to be. You're having mental feelings of inadequacy. Forget those.
I really thought it was because somebody across the cubicle from me sneezed on me the other day, but okay.
Well, that might be as far as...
I'll go with negative feelings.
No. I want to make everybody's feelings more positive. Using your mind, lift yourself up. Remember the song, Bette Midler? You are the wind beneath my wings.
I do remember that.
So
I like
flop
it.
Your wings around a little bit there. Get the energy going. Moves the... Actually, what that does is move around the fluids that are in your lymph nodes. You see, you think that I'm just trying to... I'm kidding with you, but I want you to be better.
No, I believe you.
And when you move the fluid around in your body, the three areas to concentrate on, number one, right behind your ears, your neck glands, lymph nodes. Remember when your mother told you had swollen glands?
Yes.
Those are lymph glands, and they get full of pus and yucca bunga when the white blood cells are working hard to get rid of bad things that are in your system. So if you rub under your ears every morning and every night, I rub underneath the, it's kind of like where the jawline below the ear comes together. Rub those, Jennifer. Have your carrot and rub those areas there. Then.
While having my carrot?
Well, either or. It's whatever. Right? And under your arms, you're going to rub under there. Rub-a-dub-dub. All right, you're going to rub underneath your arms, move them around, move those lymph nodes, and the fluids in there will start moving and dispersing. And in your groin, where your lymph nodes are, those are three areas, major areas of your body. And your groin, you do the same thing. You rub them so that the stuff that's in the lymph nodes there gets moved out of your body, and it'll dispel all the stuff. A little hydrogen peroxide, gargle with that. And I'm telling you, tomorrow will be a whole different day. But what I was saying at the beginning of this, a lot of people in the environment that we live in feel like they're inadequate because they can't do all the things they want to do. And it gets people down. They get depressed. They don't sleep. Yada, yada. Not enough sleep. Not enough rest. You're eating a lot of garbola because this is the party season. Lots of candy, ice cream, cake, you know. So all of those things get you into the shape that you're in. And you don't want to be there because it's important for you to be able to associate well with others, your family most importantly, so that you don't make this a small season, because this is a big season. Christmas, Hanukkah,
Kwanzaa,
yeah, but there's another
Ramadan.
Yeah, that's it, I think. All right, so those are big deals. You'll shape not only your own good time, you become great. This will be a great time for you. Also, you'll make the world that you live in a better place as well. So, are you on board with that?
Eating a carrot and rubbing my groin. Got it.
Well, it's
sounds fun.
A couple more stops along the way, but maybe that's...
Michael just said he wanted me to turn on my webcam while I do that. No right. Problem.
No problem. You see, that's it. No problem. 'Tis the season to be jolly. We have, maybe I won't sing, but Lisa McClowry, who is our Christmas star of the day, will join us in the next half hour. We are doing every day between now and Christmas, week from Friday, every day at this time. We'll have these tracks from their new CDs or EPs, whatever they call it. What is an EP?
Didn't we say electronic something or other?
Richie's the one who's got his hands on that one, so we'll figure it out when she comes
whatever
on board.
Whatever it is to me, it's all a CD.
Yeah,
that's so, funny.
Whatever.
No matter what, it's all a CD.
It's all a record before or an album.
I know, I had
for
some
me.
Of those too.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, she'll be here with some Christmas music. Help us all stay in the spirit. I'm saying we're in the spirit. Stay there, if you want to stay there. I have a little book. It was given to me a long, 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 long time ago, 14 or 15 years ago, by a listener whose name was Amy. Never met her, but I liked her a lot. She sent me a little book of Christmas joys.
Hmm.
So starting today through Christmas, I'm going to just, you know how the people who want you to get the gist of the world, open, for example, if you read the Bible, just pick up the Bible and you open it to whatever page comes and somehow or other, fantastically, it seems that whatever's on that page speaks to whatever you need at the moment. Ever notice that? You ever do that? No.
I was just blowing my nose. I play that game all the time, actually.
All right, so here I just opened up. I opened
just
up the Christmas.
To the right page.
Right, here I am on page 146 of this book of Christmas joys, and it says, don't send Christmas cash in the mail. Don't, as a matter of fact,
send it to
postscript.
Me instead.
Yeah, use FedEx to send it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. How many people give cash? Do you give? You don't give cash. Cash is so
no,
cold.
The closest thing I give cash about is like a gift card.
Yeah. Gift card.
I try not to do gift cards because I feel like it's impersonal.
But the other side of that is that it's good. It's good stuff to give people what they want. And oftentimes you don't know what they want. And you feel compelled to give them a present. You give them cash, or better yet, I think the gift card is. You need to know enough about the person that you are buying something for to get them a gift card in a place where they appreciate it. Otherwise, why are you giving a present to somebody you don't know well enough?
My cousin scares me because my cousin Stephanie will actually tell you, I don't like this, or I don't like this store, or I don't like this.
No.
And so she'll actually give it back to you. And so to avoid that, I always buy her a gift card because I don't want to be given my gift back because I hate making returns.
No. Returns, big waste of time.
Yeah.
Get it though, right the first time.
Plus,
know the person
terrible.
Well enough or don't give them a present. That's
right.
All.
I agree with you.
You don't know them well enough. Why would you give them a present?
The only thing that cash is good for is like grandparents that don't live in town or something and they want to just send a little something in the mail.
Listener Charles says EP means extended play.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do we have on Facebook today? We have a lot of things working this week on Facebook. A lot of good attendance there. One of the things I would like us to be asking during the course of the program today is the focus on cell phones, the cell phone ban. I would like to ask whether or not you think cell phones will ever be banned in your car. 800-510-8255 for here on the Facebook page at, facebook.com/good day. You can do that. And Twitter, it's also twitter.com/good day show or good day will get you there. Why ought cell phones to be banned? It's National National Transportation Safety Board says you should not be allowed to have a cell phone in your car, even if you're like Jennifer's father. He's got that in the car.
I have that,
built into
your car.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Nope. NTSB says no. No, 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 no. The headline, U.S. Safety Board urges cell phone ban for drivers. Do you need to worry about the feds policing your iPhone, your BlackBerry? You see, that's what this is all about. More big, bad government getting into your shorts. And they're not going to do anything to help your groin, I'm betting that. Not going to feel better after that visit. 800-510-8255. The feds have urged states to ban texting and talking on the roads. So this has got people really hopped up, as well it ought to. This is stupid. More government. And I don't I think, once again, this is big, bad government trying to deal with something that, in fact, we're all responsible for, and that's educating people. Why would you, if you have a brain, you wouldn't be using it at a time, especially when there's a lot of traffic, or, you know, it's that's part of this. So there's nothing about this that's good as far as I'm concerned, but you could expect that from me. It's pretty predictable where I'd be on something like this. Where are you, more importantly, on banning cell phones in your car or cars? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Benefil, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 16th through the 24th.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz. And Peter Contaldi of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, your girlfriend wants those 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels, hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be $50 or so valid item purchase. Exclusion of Toys R Us or Darren for Toys R Us details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
800-510-8255. Cell phone bans. Yes or no? Good idea for you? 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Marlo Thomas will be back visiting with us. We've gone around on this idea, the right words at the right time.
When I was struggling to be a young actress around 17 years old, I got a part as Gigi. But all the reviewers and all the interviewers compared me to my famous father. And I said, "Daddy, I never thought I'd say this. I love you, but I don't want to be a Thomas anymore." And he said to me, "I raised you to be a thoroughbred. And thoroughbreds run their own races. They don't look at any of the other horses. They just wear their blinders and they run. You just run your own race."
According to a new survey that just came out, I couldn't believe this, 75% of employees would rather get a cash bonus than spend time with coworkers at a holiday party. That's true. I couldn't believe that. That's true. All I can say to my staff is, "I'll see you at the holiday party. Enjoy the Hot Pockets." That's all you're going to get.
Well, according to the New York Post, listen to this. I love this story. When Derek Jeter has a one-night stand, he sends the girl home with a gift basket of signed memorabilia.
That's awesome.
So if you're a big Yankees fan and this Christmas your girlfriend gives you a signed baseball by Derek Jeter...
I didn't get too excited.
So you know those TSA agents, the people you go through and they're always wanting to get up in your business?
Yeah.
Those people are working hard to keep this country safe. So here's what I do. Whenever I fly during the holidays, I get to the airport, and for those TSA agents, I put a little something extra in my pants.
There you go. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff. This Derek Jeter joke was best. I like Jay Leno. I find Letterman sometimes a little too... I know. But it's just...
Although he's been winning in the ratings, which is so weird because he hasn't.
You know what? Here's the story with ratings. They're the same as polls. Today it's Newt Gingrich. Tomorrow it's Ron Paul. The day after it's Mitt Romney. It was Michelle Bachmann at first. And then it was...
Herman Cain.
Yeah. So, you know what? The ratings, it's like this program, any radio program, we're all rated. We get our numbers. Sometimes if you do it long enough over the course of a year or two or three or four or longer, and there's some consistency, then that has some meaning. But to hang your hat on just one poll or just one measurement, it's nonsense. It's foolish. You're foolish to do that. All right. But now, having said that, we're back to a question or two of the day. This is food for thought stuff as much as anything else. You can answer us on Facebook if you like. We're talking about cell phones being banned and whether or not the National Transportation Safety Board is going to have its way. No, no, no. The job of the NTSB is to supposedly improve the safety in all kinds of travel. It does not have the power to regulate your driving. But in order to get into your shorts, they've gone the circuitous route of sending a letter to all of the states urging them to adopt a ban on your cell phone in your car, including the hands-free gizmos, headsets, Bluetooth, all of that stuff. NTSB says distracted driving causes 3,000 highway deaths per year, including some caused by not talking on the phone, but by sending a text message or an email, that sort of thing. But even more amusements that are available, I certainly learned that when I was in Israel last week with all of my new friends on those things all the time.
Uh-huh.
And in the bus they
and
were...
And not just as a phone anymore.
No.
People
you
are
play
tweeting
games
and Facebooking and
watching videos and who knows what else. And so the NTSB says, no. What do you say, the NTSB? I say this is a conversation we need to have sort of off and on all day long because it's important social stuff here. And, I mean, can you imagine not being able to use your phone like that now that you become so connected to it? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, it's ski season, but what if you don't ski? Well, there's no reason to skip out on a ski vacation just because you're not into skiing. Plenty of resorts are offering deals to appeal to the non-skier, so you're not going to be stuck in the lodge all day. Moonlight Basin in Big Sky, Montana, has an adventure package that gets you out on the terrain, but not on skis. The package also includes a day of snowshoeing and a day of dog sledding. At Hotel Terra in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that's surrounded by the Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Park, so you have the option of going on a wildlife safari or going on a sleigh ride to spot the thousands of elk that inhabit a nearby refuge. And if you prefer some R&R after a ski day, and by the way, who doesn't, then head to the Sebastian in Vail, Colorado. They've got a package that includes your lift tickets and two spa treatments. Or send your partner out on the slopes, and then you take the free massage. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It's the holidays at Old Navy Funovations, Inc., and our Old Navy deal grabber is grabbing a special weekend wonder. I wonder what he'll pick up this time. Oh, he got one. Jingle Bell. The deal grabbers grabbed a Jingle Jammies Weekend Wonder. All the snuggliest, bugliest jammies are just $7. And boy, do they go great with pancakes and a cup of cocoa. But this snuggly gift deal is only Saturday and Sunday. At Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Select styles only while supplies last.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices go through 12/17.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Michael Fortier taking your calls. When you call us at 800-510-8255, we're in hopes of meeting Lisa McLowry, who for some reason or another was not around last week when we thought she was going to be here. Not sure she's
we're
here this week either.
Keeping our fingers crossed for this week.
Funny how people are about stuff. Yeah, they, depending on where they are, some people say, okay, I'm ready at 6 o'clock. Okay, and nobody says it's 6 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock West Coast time. What time is it? At any rate, we have, no matter whether she's here or not, we are moseying over to the side of the road that puts us into a good place. Christmas time, 2011. Maybe this issue does not put you in a good place. The fact that the government wants to ban your use of a cell phone in a car. You know what? There's probably a lot of cogent items in terms of arguing this this discussion is healthy. You haven't heard the story. The feds have called for a ban on all cell phone use by drivers. It's the most far-reaching government into-your-face thing that I have heard, but what do you expect from this administration? It says its decision is based on a decade of investigations into distraction-related accidents, as well as growing concerns that powerful mobile devices are giving drivers more reasons to look away from the road. On the face of this, they're right.
I know. It's
absolutely
hard for me
right.
to argue because
yeah.
they are right.
Yeah.
And, you know, when our laws were being created, this was not a concern. So
no.
when we say too much government, this was never
right.
really, yeah,
yeah.
this was never right. really an issue then.
No. So they say to the states, ban your drivers from using hand-free devices, wireless headsets, though there's not a state in the country that outlaws this activity. Pretty tough in California on this and some other states as well. I think New York, the bigger states with a lot of population.
Yeah, you have to have hands-free, no dialing, no texting, no using the phone when you're actually driving.
When you drive and you have your wireless headsets on, do you take your hands off the wheel? If you don't... Under the
circumstances. I don't drive with my hands on the wheel, to be honest.
No, good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations, you got a
my
joystick.
Yeah, no, she just lectures me all the time. I kind of keep mine, you know, around 5 and 7 instead of 10 and 2.
Ah, good for you. Rose is in Branford, Florida. You think it's a good idea or not? Rose, ban use of these cell phones in the car. All, everybody, never, no way, no how. What's your read on it?
No, I don't think they should be involved. I think the state should be giving tickets to people who use their cell phones and text messaging in the car. I drive over 80 miles a day to work and back, and I've seen it all, and they just cause a lot of accidents. I mean, they have a hands-free thing on their phone. Use it instead of being distracted by, you know, texting. And they got to do something, and I think the states have that responsibility, not the federal government.
All right, so you think having a hands-free device is okay?
Yes.
You don't want to see a total ban. You're on hands-free now talking with us?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much time in your 80-mile drive to work, how much time do you spend in that drive on the phone? You're obviously listening to us on the radio, so is your mind not occupied all the time on your driving? The reason I ask that in my own circumstance, and I wonder how many of you have experienced this, I'm driving, let's say this weekend I leave for California. I'm going to drive across the country with Charlotte to go to the winter supply, winter energy supply. So as we go across the country, I'll be on the phone, listen to the radio, listen to CDs, that sort of thing. You can make an argument, okay, if you're listening to somebody on the radio and they've occupied your mind, or a CD, what's the difference whether you're listening to somebody on a hands-free?
That's what gets me, is that you can be distracted by anything. People are eating in their car, well, they're fiddling with water bottles.
Somebody's taking their clothes off.
Singing.
I've seen them on I-75 reading books.
I've
seen that.
On the wheel.
I had this is a story that Richie was appalled by when I told him. I used to do mornings in Providence, Rhode Island, back in the 80s. And it was a ride. I'd get up every morning and leave here. I was on the air there at 5. So I'd leave here. It was about an hour. Just about an hour's ride. So I'd get up at 3. I get in the car. I had an old Mercedes 240, Richie. And I made sure that the light inside was brighter than what most are. So that as I was driving down the highway, I would read my books as I was driving. So I'd be the road's pretty straight. Shooting along, I'd keep it at the speed limit or maybe 4 or 5 miles an hour over it, and I'd had one
that
eye.
That's lame, Doug. Well, that is terrible.
See, Doug, you should have got a ticket for that.
Well, there's nobody around at 3 o'clock in the morning to give me a ticket. I think that was the story. It wasn't the smartest thing I ever did.
Donut shop.
You have a donut shop?
No, they were at the donut shop.
They're at the donut shop at 3 a.m. You're probably right about that. All right, what do you do that you have to drive 80 miles to work, Rose?
I work at a hospital.
Yeah. And how are people, is their health better this time of year? What do you do to make people feel better in the Christmas season?
Just try and be cheerful, because a lot of people get depressed during this time of year.
That's what I was saying a half hour ago. If you heard,
I don't know what you're
started.
Talking about, Bruce.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I wish I was you. All my family lives in California, so.
Well, you can
come ride with Charlotte and me.
You can ride with Charlotte and me. She's in shotgun position, doesn't like anybody else to sit there, but you can sit in the back seat.
Oh,
that's okay. I love dogs, and I love we just lost our two golden retrievers. So.
At the same time?
Yeah, 6 months apart.
Oh, that's lousy. Harsh. I'm sorry about that. Well, Rose, hopefully you'll give them the love that they deserve, even if they're not there. Like, physically, you still love them. You'll always love them. Hold that thought as you go through the Christmas season, okay?
Yes. Thanks, Doug. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
very
Rose.
Much. Very sweet of you. Thanks
like
a lot.
Her.
All right. So it's 20 before the hour. Speaking of Christmas, have you a company? I should have asked Rose. Well, the hospital's probably run by some big company. If you have a smaller company, like Jennifer has a small company. Richie, they're at a small company. I have a small company. And if you want to gift your clients, I have a great way for you to deal with that problem. Courtesy of the Food Supply Depot, you have the ability to give your staff, your clients, something that is really worthwhile. Not just a little. This is practical preparation for protection. I like that alliteration, Richie. Practical protection for...
I couldn't do that at this hour of the morning.
You couldn't? All right. Well, anyway, be prepared. Doug Steffen thinks it's time for you to really think about you, your family, your friends, your loved ones are protected with the Food Supply Depot's food during an emergency. What happens when it happens again? Because it's going to happen again. Happened this year 4 or 5 times. Everybody in our country, you, were affected by a flood, an earthquake, a tornado, a blizzard, whatever it is. So this is so practical, so wonderful for any number of ways. When you go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, you'll order probably one of those buckets of 72 hours worth of food. It's so easy to use. All you have to do is put water in it, warm water, and you'll be provided with a truly gourmet quality meal. And it's so inexpensive. This makes such good sense all the way around. So provide a gift to your clients or your employees or your family or all of the above with 72 hours worth of food. It's easy by going to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, or you can go to DougStefan.com, go to the friends page, click on the logo that you see there for Food Supply Depot. Order your food. When you pay for it, you'll be happy to know not only are you getting the best of the best in quality food that lasts for 20 years, and you can, I mean, I know a lot of people, Richie and I have talked about this before, who order this stuff, and they start using it, and they like it so much that they have a meal every week out of this, because it's so good. But better to protect your family, you tell your friends you care about them by going to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, order, purchase these items, and every single purchase of this food connected to me, the Veterans Research Council is going to have money from that purchase to be used for medical research to help veterans who have special diseases, special problems. The research being done right now, veteransresearchcorp.org is a good way to check what they're doing out. Purchase food from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Free shipping to boot. So order now for your clients, for your friends, for your family, a worthwhile, intelligent gift. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So, Bill Curry of Boston, Massachusetts, you better go for it, because your wife wants that sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying!
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be $50 of valued item purchase. Exclusion of price stars or bearing with the Toys R Us details.
Give yourself the gift of good health. Cold weather, crowded stores, and frequent air travel can all contribute to the spread of germs, making the holidays a popular time for cold and flu symptoms. Oftentimes, the best methods to keep your family healthy are the simplest. According to Dr. Travis Stork, host of The Doctors, being proactive and using natural remedies are often the best ways to alleviate your symptoms this holiday season.
Focus on simple health fixes. Natural products can be extremely effective in alleviating cold symptoms and helping you feel better this winter. Arm & Hammer Simply Saline Nasal Mists are made from just purified water and sodium chloride, or salt. They can be used as frequently as needed to help flush away congestion this winter.
Additional health tips Dr. Stork recommends are drinking plenty of water, 30 minutes of daily aerobic exercise, getting enough rest, and remembering to wash your hands regularly, especially before touching your face. For more information, visit simplysaline.com.
Ah, very sweet. That's where I don't know why I'm here with you, Rich and Jennifer. I think I'm going to join all of our friends listening on the radio to simplysaline.com. I'm going to go over there right now to simply.
I might need it.
Saline.com. Yeah. No, I've told you what you need.
I know. A carrot an hour.
Yeah.
And rubbing my groin and my ears.
That's right. You just do the lymph nodes, clean it around, have lots of vitamin C and echinacea. That's also good for you.
Yep. Do you think cell phone stuff would be banned in your car? That's our question at facebook.com/goodday show.
And
And people have been chiming in already this morning. Cindy Kratzer said they are trying, but don't see it happening. Way too much government. First thing they need to stop is police using them. So if we have to stop, so do the police. Mm-hmm. Tasha says, I hope not. First phones, then GPS, then radios. Sad face. Nita Looney says, I don't think they will be banned, but yes, the government will try. If they succeed, they will go on to try something else, like radios and cars, because that's distracting too. If they ban that, they'll try to ban passengers, because you might be distracted with another person in your vehicle. It gets ridiculous when they try to be that in control.
Okay, so here's this is big government at its finest. You know, Richie, I love this kind of stuff because it brings not only the focus on cell phones, but the government has also, in the past, suggested we ought to ban smoking and has done a pretty good job of it in lots of different places.
Public,
right?
Yeah.
So that's good, right? Most people, 50,000 people a year die from other people smoke. So we look at that and say, oh, yeah, got the right idea. How about banning guns? 32,000 Americans die from firearm problems every year. Do you know that? 1,500 children.
We always end up at the same place here.
Of course.
Why not ban cars? More people are killed with cars.
Ban
exactly. Walking
fat food.
For us
ban
anyway.
Salt. Ban, I mean, how far do you go with all of this stuff?
Exactly.
That's
right.
You just have to be responsible and know yourself, you know? Can you drive and be on the cell phone?
Honestly? The key to the cell phone thing is developing technology that makes it like a radio.
All right, so let's, we've got lots of things in our mind today. This will be something that we won't leave. Answer the question if you'd like at Facebook. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken here around the corner. Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. A new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Buy your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
All right, let's get to Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert for the Doug Stephan Good Day program. And the interesting item which appears before us today, among many of the items medically, chocolate. I thought chocolate was good for us. Why would we want to cut our chocolate cravings?
Well, a little bit is good, but can you eat just a little bit?
No. I plead the fifth. No.
Absolutely. I don't know anyone who really is able to do that easily.
Yeah. All right, so then what happens?
We have the solution.
All right, the solution is?
This is out of the University of Exeter this morning, that a short walk, Doug, can cut the amount of chocolate and other snacks you eat while at work. So get out those walking shoes and take a little bit of dark chocolate, and maybe you won't want any more.
All right, so let's follow it up with another study about depression and binge eating in general and what happens to teenage girls.
Yeah, this is of great concern. I have a teenage daughter at home, and this is Journal of Adolescent Health in press out this morning, that if you have a teenage girl and they're binge eating and you need to be concerned about depression, and the other way is true also, depression can lead to binge eating. So any of us who have teenage daughters, we know how big a deal their weight, their eating is, and just keep your antenna up and watch and be careful.
Yep. So you don't want your teenage girls to go down the wrong path. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who helps to keep us on the straight and narrow here, medically speaking, on Good Day. It's 51 past the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer, and Richie, and you, and me, and our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain. Can you guess, Jennifer, what the piece of paper that was the original Apple contract recently sold for?
Oh, man.
Ooh, no idea.
Original Apple contract.
Yes.
Pretty fascinating stuff. Talking about, when I was in Israel last week, archaeology and all of the great stuff. This is something that has value, obviously. Well, we'll find out just how much value it has. Alex Goldfain, the tech tailor, reveals the unbelievable price. Next.
Amazing.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Rusty Hendlin of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Back in 1976, Steve Jobs and his friend Steve Wozniak signed a contract forming Apple Computer Company. They each received 45% of the company's shares, and a man named Ronald Wayne, who actually wrote the agreement, was given 10%. According to Yahoo, within days, Ronald Wayne decided he didn't want to be a part of the tiny computer firm. So, he was paid $800 and then $1,500, and he was bought out. Two fascinating postscripts of note. The original contract sold at auction recently. It was estimated to go for about $150,000. Want to know what it sold for? Over $1.5 million. That's right. The piece of paper forming Apple Computer sold for $1.5 million. And what about the poor soul who gave up his 10% of the company for a total of $2,300. Today, his shares would have been worth $2 billion. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Like an Epson Inkjet Artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99. Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you!
house for less at Office Max.
Prices good for 12/17 in store only. See store for details.
Yeah, it sounds like Lars Larson on gas. Hello.
Man, that commercial. Woof.
Lars Larson on gas? How do I even know what that sounds like? What kind of parties do you go to?
I don't know why I even thought about that. Lars is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I like Lars.
He's fun.
All right, the days of jewelry and shirts and ties and toys are behind us. Did you know that?
Jewelry.
Ryan Osich has more on what people really, really, really want. What do you really, really, really want this holiday
jewelry.
Season?
Jewelry.
Yeah, nah.
Technology gifts top many of this season's wish lists. Brett Larson is a tech expert. So, Brett, what's hot this year?
Check out the Samsung Plasma D8000 Series Smart TV. It delivers outstanding 2D and 3D in full HD, plus accesses streaming services, apps, and a full web browser. Perfect for mom this year, the SanDisk Memory Vault. It's a digital storage device that preserves your precious digital photos for up to 100 years. Download the free Amazon Santa app for Kindle Fire and iPad. Children and their parents create custom holiday wish lists to share with Santa, friends, and family. For smartphones, the Metro PCS LG Esteem 4G LTE is great. This entertainment-packed Android phone comes with low monthly service plans and no long-term contracts. And for your smartphones and devices, you'll want the PowerMat backup battery. Take power on the go and avoid the battery drain we've all experienced. Finally, the SodaStream Fizz Home Soda Maker turns water into soda in seconds. It monitors CO2 levels in the carbonator and the fizziness of each drink.
For more, log on to killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
I just found the I Want One gadget shopping guide. And the first item is a new device that allows you to turn your iPhone into an instant karaoke machine.
Okay, I would like that.
Download a song from the iMusic store. You can play it on your iPhone or iPod, and it will come up on the iMusic station as a karaoke video with words and music.
Oh, very cool.
The iMusic station comes with a mic. You can switch from the screen of the iPhone to your television. What in the name of heavens will they think of next? This is actually quite...
Jennifer, what is the most sung karaoke song?
Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Okay. No, I Love Rock and Roll.
Really? What is it? You know?
I think it's I Love Rock and Roll.
All right. Richie's going to check it out. By the way, this app costs $108, Richie.
Yeah.
And I want...
This is my song that I sing.
I know what it is. I want one of those .com.
Or Baby Got Back.